totally transforms her. This compliant young woman is pulled up sharply by Mordecai's reply to her reluctance to appear uninvited before the king. Now we come to the Bible bit. Reading from Esther chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? Now, listen to Esther's response. This is when she truly becomes a star. She lives out the meaning of her name. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same, and then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die. So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. This is a decisive turning point in Esther's development. While previously under Mordecai's authority, she is now the one who set the conditions and gives the commands. Not only that, but Mordecai goes away and obeys Esther's orders. Quite a turnaround. Well, Esther is about to take the biggest risk of her life by entering the king's presence without invitation. Unless he extends the royal scepter to her, she will die. But the king does extend the scepter, his scepter to her, and she lives to carry out the purpose she was born for, and she does the right thing. Have you ever been in a situation where doing the right thing is extremely risky? You might not be in danger of losing your life, like Esther was, but perhaps you risk losing your friends, your reputation, or better job prospects. Yet, you long for courage to do what's right, but somehow it eludes you, and you're afraid to step out. But you know, I once heard someone say, courage is doing the right thing afraid. And I reckon, amongst all her turbulent emotions, Esther would have been afraid. But she does what she knows she has to do. She sets in motion a series of events that will lead to Haman's fatal downfall, and extracts a promise from the king that he will counteract Haman's plot to destroy her people. The outcome of all this is that the Jews overpower their enemies and evade extermination. Right, great story. But what's the relevance of all this to you and me? Well, I said a few moments ago that Esther was flawed. And we see this particularly in the first part of the story. Yet, I find this immensely encouraging. Why? Because I'm flawed too. And believe it or not, so are you. We might even share some of Esther's flaws. Maybe there are times when we hide our real identity as followers of the living God, preferring to blend into the culture around us. And as such, we struggle to stand up and be counted. Or perhaps like the early Esther, we're compliant. We're people pleasers rather than God pleasers. Or maybe we're reluctant to take honourable risks, especially if it means we might lose something dear to us. But despite Esther's flaws, she was chosen at a specific time, in a specific place, for a specific purpose. Her time was 473 BC, having already been queen for 5 years. Her specific place was in the royal palace at Susa, capital of the Persian Empire, now in Iran. And her specific purpose was to save her people from destruction. She really had no choice regarding the time, the place, and purpose for which she was born. And we don't either.